More than 1,000 young adults in Eastern Connecticut will be receiving job training through internship programs in manufacturing, healthcare, and agriculture. Cindy Wells is a youth employment and training coordinator for EastCon, one of the program's partners.
It's for young adults that are 14 to 24 to give them experience in their community, to understand career pathways, labor market, in-demand industries, also and get a sense of what it's like to work out in their community.
Young adults can pick from different employers in the 44 towns in the region. All interns are paid minimum wage, and the year-long program can even lead to future employment opportunities. It's all paid for by federal, state, and private sources, and run by the Eastern Connecticut Workforce Investment Board. Happy Friday. You are listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Former National Grid workers get jail time for bribery. Avangrid will pay $3 million in a settlement with Pura. And what's Space Force up to these days? Those stories and more to come. I'm Sabrina Garone. Former National Grid workers were sentenced to a year and a day in jail for their part in a bribery scheme. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
Richard Zavada and Patrick McCran pled guilty to steering contracts to vendors in exchange for cash, vacations, and college tuition payments. Each was ordered to pay a $10,000 fine and forfeit the ill-gotten gains of more than $500,000 combined. The two were among five National Grid workers who handled maintenance contracts. The contracts were awarded to an unnamed Long Island-based contractor who cooperated with investigators. According to the complaint, had the contractor not paid the bribes, the work would have gone to a competitor. Charles Lane, WSHU News.
State regulators say utility Avangrid has agreed to pay a $3 million settlement. Patrick Scahill reports Avangrid failed to inform financially vulnerable customers about payment protections available to them during the pandemic.
The Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, or PURA, says $2.7 million of that settlement will go toward paying down overdue balances for at-risk customers. PURA says the funds will also help rectify some uncollectible accounts whose balances otherwise would have been spread across other ratepayers. An additional $300,000 will be split between Operation Fuel, Connecticut Legal Services, and the Center for Children's Advocacy. The groups educate low-income customers about utility benefits. Avangrid says in a statement to the media it cooperated with PURA on the agreement and that energy assistance to customers in need are available year-round. Avangrid includes United Illuminating, Connecticut Natural Gas, and the Southern Connecticut Gas Company. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.
The country's newest military branch says it expects to play a critical role in future wars. More on that coming up after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Well, it's the end of an era. Iconic Long Island bar Bordy Barn was sold yesterday. Buyers paid an undisclosed amount for the 2.6-acre property on Montauk Highway in the Hamptons. And there's no word yet on what the new owners plan to do with it. The East End Bar was a popular and usually overcrowded destination for more than 50 years. The Sikorsky Memorial Airport Commission is proceeding with plans to sell the airport to the Connecticut Airport Authority. The commission has submitted the terms of the deal to the Bridgeport City Council for approval. The commission fielded proposals from the Connecticut Airport Authority and the town of Stratford, where the airport is based, before voting in favor of the $10 million deal with the state agency. The authority plans to invest $62 million to bring the airport up to commercial passenger standards. Suffolk County Police have released new details about four of the Gilgo Beach murder victims, including last known activities, locations, and information about their personal lives. Police discovered 10 victims over a decade ago along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach as they searched for Shannon Gilbert, a missing sex worker from New Jersey. Her body was eventually found nearby. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison says he hopes the new information will prompt tips about possible suspects. The U.S. military's Space Force appears like it's not going anywhere, having outlasted the Netflix show with the same name. The newest military service branch is responsible for protecting satellites and other objects in space, which it expects will be critical parts of future wars. Eric Schmid has more.
Oh, that's good signal.
A small group of cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy is training to become guardians. That's what the military calls members of the Space Force, the newest service branch. That may conjure up images of rocket ships, aliens, or warriors fighting in zero gravity. In reality, the work looks a lot like a desk job in front of a computer.
Alpha signal acquired. Alpha frame stats is scrolling.
In a room no larger than a typical office, six cadets monitor two sets of computer screens waiting for a satellite to fly over. They download the data from it and check it for problems in the few moments they're connected.
Alpha, rate damp faults, 301 cumulative, 51 max.
Two satellites orbit over the Academy north of Colorado Springs a few times every day. They give the squadron of about 125 cadets practice managing objects in space. Master Sergeant Philip Shane says it's similar to the kind of work the Space Force does to protect troops on the ground.
We have several constellations of satellites that do IR sensing, right? So we're looking on the Earth and trying to find heat signatures from various different missile types, and that's all we're doing. We're tracking those and giving our troops downrange enough time to duck and cover.
Next door, the Academy recently revamped the teaching labs to include new computers and flight simulators that resemble the controls in a cockpit.
Ambush 1-2, watchdog, bullseye 264.
It still spells brand new, which is really awesome.
Major Catherine Brewer is an instructor at the Academy and says the institution is shifting to meet what the Space Force needs.
Obviously, we put out a bunch of great pilots from the Air Force Academy, but we also now need to focus on future operations, future technologies, future disruptive technologies, a lot of which are going to come from the space area.
The creation of the Space Force recognizes this different reality, that the environment in space is no longer benign. Major General Sean Bratton leads the command that trains and develops Space Force Guardians. He says some countries see what the United States gains from its technology in space and want to take that advantage away.
We see electronic warfare capabilities being fielded, a spacecraft that can do harm to another spacecraft. And then things from the ground that shoot into space and destroys a spacecraft. We've seen both Russia and China test those.
If that ever happens, it could affect more than the military. For instance, one of the Space Force's responsibilities is protecting the satellites that make up the GPS system, which we use in our cars, on our phones, and many other ways.
GPS provides a timing signal that we use for money transfers, for example. We use GPS in agriculture for automated farming activities. That's on the civilian side.
Right now, a lot of the Guardians' work is firmly on the ground.
Guardians won't go to space. Certainly not anytime soon, anyway.
Even so, many people are excited to be part of the Space Force. Cadet Caitlin Roberts enrolled in the Air Force Academy to become a pilot, but changed her mind and is now planning to become a guardian.
It was a hard battle to choose between the two, but ultimately I was thinking, you know, I'm going to spend my pilot career just waiting to get back into the space industry, so I might as well just stay in it.
This kind of enthusiasm for outer space runs throughout the new force. Captain Perry Van Zandt is part of the 57th Space Aggressor Squadron.
It's rocket science, so there's always going to be more we can learn.
But the military's youngest branch has also been on the end of jokes. Netflix has been airing a sitcom called Space Force that makes fun of it. Colonel Eric Dormini, a director of information mobility for Space Operations Command, says this satire isn't anything new or different.
Yeah, I think it's valuable to be able to kind of laugh at yourself a little bit, but that does not detract from the seriousness of the business that we do.
The Netflix series was just canceled. The real Space Force remains, looking to add hundreds more military and civilian members. I'm Eric Schmid in Colorado Springs.
This story was produced by the American Homefront Project, which is a public media collaboration reporting on American military life and veterans. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. found this podcast here on the web, but you can listen to WSHU every day on the radio. NPR's Morning Edition and All Things Considered make really good companions for commuting back and forth to work. And of course, you can listen to any of WSHU's programming live or literally whenever you like at WSHU.org. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing this podcast with your friends. Have a fantastic weekend. Happy Mother's Day. I'm Sabrina Garone, and we'll talk on Monday.